Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Sarkodie needs no introduction. Hell, man is a legend, and when it comes to Ghanaian music and African hip-hop in general, he's top three, if not top one. At me if you got a problem. He's got a new album, and I know a lot of people have been waiting for this one for a long, long time. It's titled No Pressure, and I thought, why not review it? Africa, Moody Sick. My name is MJ Omota, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Wherever you are, my people, how you doing? Me, I'm doing good. Can't complain. It's been a bit of a tough week and tough month for me, but hopefully things will start looking up, I don't know, as soon as possible. But anyway, let's do this thing. And before we do that, if you do like what I do right here on the African Album Review Podcast, head over to buymeacoffee.com/MJWemoto and buy me a coffee or two or three. Let's do this thing. Sarkodie, No Pressure.
The latest African album review is
No Pressure by Sarkodie was released July 30th, 2021. It's actually the 29th for me right now. Perks of living in Canada, I guess. It has 16 tracks. There's like 11 collabos on there. Production credits go to the likes of Ultranova, Certified Bangers, Queso, Beat Freaks, MOG, Rexy, Kwa. Yeah, it's a lot. Anyway, let's do this.
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
No Pressure actually came with a few surprises for me. Last time out, the album was more of a highly commercial sounding record with far less of the hard-hitting raps I've liked Sarkodie for. But this time, he started off with the intro of all intros, where he tells us that he knows a lot has been said about, you know, his career and whether he's still on top of his game. The bassy trap intro is exactly the Sark I like to hear, and boy did he deliver. Flow and everything, and for the hip hop heads in the house, this tells you what this album is about. Rollies and Cigars is the type of song that would get you out of your seat with a bouncy hip hop sound that is carried by the bass pretty much throughout. Sarkodie has this uncanny ability to switch up his flow mid-song pretty much, where the cadence takes him from a braggadocious I know I can out-rap you all type flow to a hold up, listen to what I'm saying kind of flow. He even apologizes to his fans for delaying dropping his album. And on that note, I think it was meant to drop a few weeks ago, but that didn't pan out because of some sample clearances, I believe. And just as well, Sark Nation is hella strong, and even if this album was a long time coming, they stand and they understand. Sark carries the chorus, which is repetitively catchy on Rollies and Cigars, so this is a song to watch out for. Songs you may have already heard from No Pressure include Vibration featuring Vic Mensa, and it's produced by Ultranova, as well as Coachella featuring Kwesi Arthur. And sonically, the sound on Vibration is so 2021 hip-hop. And to see Sarkodie kill that beat the way he did had me wondering, why is Sarkodie rapping like he's hungry and trying to make it when he's already made it? This song is really a celebration of life and the moves both Sarkodie and Vic are making while at it. Talking about these high-profile collabos, Sarkodie got man like gigs, the gigs, UK gigs, on round two produced by Certified Bangers on one of the most lethal songs on No Pressure. This might be his best verse on the project in my opinion, but there's a lot of them that kind of compete for this. Gigs was gritty and roadman leveling as per usual with his chilled but venomous delivery. The other tune, Coachella featuring Kwesi Arthur, is the other one which, yeah, it dropped before the album was out, and has a theme park kind of vibe to the beat while being bouncy. And I see these beats being Sakuri's forte for the most part. He really likes such beats. A similar kind of playful sounding beat is on the following track titled Jara featuring Medical. I know I mentioned high profile collabos earlier, but Sakuri also got Casper Nuevo Vest on there. Me, I'm like, what? He did that? The song is perfect for the two because it talks about a love for the hip hop game, which both do, and also sidestepping the hate. Because people always criticize, man. Casper snapped on this record, by the way. He wasn't even playing games. He was out to prove a point, and he was like, I'm going to prove it on this song. The beat by Ultra Nova was expertly done too. The song with Wale is a crazy tune, and on a love note, I rate this song highly. Like, this song is an absolute eargasm. Even then, on this album, there's plenty of such to pick from.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Like I mentioned before, this is the album Sakuri went way, way back to the rapping level of the Hunger Days when he made his name blazing across African terrains. The sound is new. The vibe is modern, but the hunger isn't. It's still there. Had me asking, who the hell pissed Sakuri off, bro? Who? To be fair though, the album is two halves. The raw MC that is out to battle anybody that is against him and knocking them out. And then the more chilled, life-talking Sakuri, who's kind of just, you know, talking about love and life and so forth. No Pressure is a great title for this album because it can really take two meanings, in my opinion. One, the sarcastic No Pressure as Sakuri gently reminds the other rappers why he is the best. And two, a challenge to himself to scale new heights yet again with a new album after more than a decade in the game at the very, very top. Take it easy and be yourself kind of situation. No pressure. The other side to that is the exceptional cast of artists he got together on this project. Harmonize, Oxlade, Giggs, Casper Nuevo Vest, Darko Vibes, Vic Mensa, Medical, Wale, and more. Those are some serious heavy hitters, man. And you have to be somebody high up there in the industry to be able to get all of those acts on one project. Again, no pressure. You know how I always talk about many artists making short songs to capitalize on streaming listener trends and get more streams out of that? Sakuri said that's a you problem. He has songs that are damn near 5 minutes long on this record, so he kind of just threw that out the window. He really had a lot to say and he said it. The sonic presence of each instrument, sound and vocal on No Pressure was super impressive, man. They took time on this project and do I reckon they achieved perfection? They damn well near did. Nothing was out of place, absolutely nothing, and it sounded crisp and amazing to the ears. It's very hard to say such about a hip-hop project, generally speaking. Stylistically, I think where vocalists are involved, you can pick up on the perfection a whole lot quicker and easier. But with hip-hop, you know, it can be subjective to taste as well.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
As much as I love hip-hop, I'm not into it as much as I used to be. Yet, this album really made me feel like all I was missing was a project like No Pressure to get me back in it. There are way too many great songs here to pick a few. I'd just go out on a limb and say, look, 16 tracks, no skips. And these are two versions of Sakuri that you're gonna get. But if you like the two versions of Sakuri you're gonna get, you are definitely not gonna skip a track. And there's some other songs I didn't mention. One is the one with Oxlade. It's fire, straight fire. Goodness me, the beats, the raps, Oxlade with the singing. Then the masterclass on I'll Be There, which has a choir and is a gospel song of sorts. I didn't expect this song for starters, but for it to be as well executed as it was, I have no words. Sakwadi had a way bigger vision than what we even knew he could do. And you know what? 2021's best hip-hop album is here. It's called No Pressure by Sakwadi. Otherwise, that's it from me. My name is MJ Motorson of Zimbabwe signing out. This was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Damn.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.